I let Carlos, the grub.
Called out the wolf in his granny voice?
It's me, you know, Little Red Riding Hood.
Well, don't you stand there, child. Come on in.
So, not knowing what had happened to her grandmother, poor Little Red Riding Hood put the basket down and walked over to the bed to see how her poor granny was getting along.
How are you feeling, Granny?
Oh, fair to middling. I've sort of got the miseries. What I need is a little nourishing food.
I've got all kinds of goodies for you, Granny. How about a nice hot bowl of pasta fazool?
Well, crazy. Won't you join me for a little takey-takey?
But just as Red Riding Hood started to fix a nice bowl of pasta fazool, she heard a noise.
What was that?
Oh, that? It's termites. The place is just crawling with termites.
And why do you have the shades down, Granny?
Oh, that? Well, the sun hurts my eyes, so I pull down the shades.
Well, I'll bite the wolf.
And that's why you're wearing dark glasses, Granny?
What else? Come closer, Little Red Riding Hood. Shows I can see you.
But when Red Riding Hood got closer to what she thought was her grandma, she noticed how strange her granny looked.
My, my, Granny. You must be sicker than you thought. You look so funny.
You mean funny ha-ha or funny she?
I mean funny yuck.
Elucidate, my child. Elucidate.
Well, for instance...
Said Red?
What big eyes you got.
The better to, you know, see you with.
Answered the wolf, who was always quick with an ad-lib.
And like, what big ears you got, Grandma.
The better to, you know, hear with.
Explained the wolf.
And how do you explain the pointed ears, Grandma?
Well...
Stalled the wolf.
That's a long story, which we won't go into until you're older.
And for goodness sakes, Granny, what's with those hairy hands?
Well, I guess I'm using too much detergent in my dishwashing.
And that's not all, Granny.
Said Red.
You got a big, big mouth.
Match, the better to eat you with.
And with that remark, he started chasing Little Red Riding Hood around the room. Around and around and around they went. Until the wolf was just about to grab Little Red Riding Hood. But just as he reached out to grab her...
Who left that skateboard in the bedroom?
Screamed the angry old wolf.
Okay, I'm getting tired of being a nice guy. I'm gonna get tough.
But little did the old wolf know that Little Red Riding Hood had been taking a correspondence course in judo. In fact, she had a black belt. Well, it wasn't exactly black, but it was dirty. And when the big bad wolf lunged at Little Red, she gave him a big judo chop. And the wolf fell to the floor in a pile. Soon as the wolf hit the floor, Red Riding Hood heard that same noise coming from the closet.
Boy, has Granny got termites. Granny, wonder where the old girl is. Probably out getting her surfboard waxed. Hello, what's that?
Exclaimed Little Red Riding Hood as she walked over to the closet, unlocked the door, and found her poor old granny all tied up like a Christmas gift.
And that's the end of the story of Little Red Riding Hood, Yogi.
Well, that's where the story usually ends. But I heard that there's more to it, Boo-Boo.
So tell me what happened next, Yogi.
Little Red got on the horn and buzzed the fuzz. And...
all right, what's the trouble?
It's this dirty old wolf. I want him booked.
What's the charge?
The charge...
Said Red?
...is telling fibs, masquerading as Granny without a license, and overacting. I'll be down later to sign a complaint.
All right, big bad wolf. You'd better come along with me. But officer.
Cried the wolf.
I'm innocent. It's a frame. A bum rap. I demand to see my lawyer. You're arresting an innocent man.
But the big bad wolf was taken to jail and booked just the same.
And that's the end of the story, Yogi?
Almost. The big bad wolf got himself a smart lawyer and almost beat the rap.
How could he do that, Yogi?
Well, you know what a prevaricator he was. As a matter of fact, you just can't believe anything a wolf tells you. Anyhow, at the trial, the big bad wolf took the stand in his own defense and told his side of the story.
Your Honor,
said the wolf, fibbing through his teeth.
It all started when I was walking through the woods on my way to take some warm soup to a sick friend. I'm always doing good deeds like that. It's just the way I am. When the plaintiff, Miss Red Riding Hood, came along, and I noticed she was crying. Well, I never could stand to see a woman cry. So I politely asked her if I could be of any help. Well, she tells me a phony story about having a sick granny and all that jazz. Well, I felt so sorry for the poor dear that I went home and made a nice pot of soup and took it to her ailing granny. Well, you can imagine my surprise when I walked into Granny's house and the two of them jumped me. I screamed for help, but nobody heard me. It seems that the plaintiff, a Miss Red Riding Hood, and her so-called granny were running a phony fur coat racket. They were going to tan my hide, dye it gray, and sell it as a mink stole. Can you imagine that?
He's not telling the truth, Your Honor.
Exclaimed Red Riding Hood.
Oh, yes, I am.
I give the wolf.
If I'm not telling the truth, may I get struck by lightning.
And he was struck by lightning. And that taught the big bad wolf a lesson he'll never forget, boo-boo. Telling a big fib will only get you in a mess of trouble.
A little Red Riding Hood was a chick with a little old granny who was awful sick. So she went to visit her granny one day and met a big bad wolf on the way. Don't sweat it, Red, don't be alarmed, said the big bad wolf with his phony charm. Just want to warn you about the big bad fox and ask you what you got in the big lunch box. Just a few goodies, one kind or another, I'm fetching to my poor sick grandmother. I'm sorry, old wolf, but I can't stay. And with that, little Red went on her way. Now the wolf let her go, but not for good, cause he had plans for Red Riding Hood. And when she arrived at Granny's pad, Red didn't know it, but she'd been had. Come on in, she heard Granny call, but it wasn't really Granny at all. Sitting up in bed, to her surprise, was Little Red's Granny with great big eyes. What big eyeballs you got, says Red, and pointed ears on top of your head. But the wolf just smiled and winked and grabbed Red Riding Hood, the pink.